Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to have to speak His Word today, as precious, as pure, as holy. It's undefiled. And I tell you, I'm glad I've gotten saved and got born again in this Word of God. It got alive in me, and I love the good Word of God. The psalmist said, the Word of God is pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. And when you get saved, you'll love the Word of God. That's one thing that you'll see and know when you really get saved, that you love the Word of God. You love it. I mean, it's not that you are fond of it or like it. You love it. And not only that, you love God's people. You love to be around God's people. You love the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, that's a positive sign of being saved and born again. And I tell you, it's nothing like it. And that's what you do. You love the Word of God. And when you get saved, it gets alive in you. I tell you, you just can't get enough of it. The more you read it, the more you study it, the more you realize you need to, and more you want, as He feeds you by the Word of God. It's food from heaven is what it is. It's food from heaven. It's wonderful. Like my pastor said and preached for years, you speak to God in prayer, and He speaks to you through His Word. And I tell you, His Word is precious. I love it when God speaks to me. Not worthy of it, but I love it when He speaks to me, when I hear His voice, and when He deals with me. Because I want to know, I want to see myself. And any time that I see myself by the Word of God, whether it's being preached by someone or me sitting down and studying, reading it, and I'm saying, woe is me, Lord, that's me, help me, Lord. I love it because I know it will make me a vessel for the finer. It will take away the dross from the silver. I tell you, it's what it'll do. It's pure. It's like fire, and it just burns off the dross. And that's what I want. I tell you, it's just a daily thing. I tell you, just to be more like Christ is what I want. But I've got to see it, and I've got to be honest about it, and I've got to obey the Word of God. Like the song said, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus as to trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, well, the glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. Oh, how wonderful it is to trust and obey. I tell you, I love Him. I love Him. I'm so glad that I can trust Him. Just to tis so sweet, the song says, to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His Word. Just to rest upon His promise. And just believe every word. I tell you, it's just so sweet to trust in Jesus. I trusted Him before I got saved that He would save me and take away my grief and my pain and my sin and give me peace and joy. And He did exactly that and then some. And I've been trusting Him ever since. And I tell you, He's just up. He's worthy to be praised today. He's worthy to be lifted up and to be just praise His dear name for what He's done and what He's going to do. I love Him today. He's my best friend. And I tell you, He's my Savior, my God. He's holy and He's righteous. And don't make no mistakes. And I know I can serve Him. I'm serving the risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, no matter what men may say. I see His hand of mercy and I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives. Christ Jesus lives. Today, He walks with me. He talks with me along life's narrow way. I tell you, it's wonderful. He gives you the wonderful salvation. I tell you, that's what it's all about. I want you to be saved today. If you're not saved, I want you to know and experience what I'm talking about today. I don't want you to die in your sin and go to hell. You'll go to hell if you die without Jesus. If you've never been really saved, you've really never repented, you'll die in sin, go to hell. You can go to hell with your church membership and your water baptism. Yes, you can. You can go to hell with that. If that's all you got, that's what will happen to you. But if you really get born again, you really get saved, then you'll get to heaven. If you get born again, join that church where God has placed you to serve and be baptized in the water to show them that you used to be dead, trespassing and sin, and be quickened and made alive. It's an outward token. Show what God's done for you. It has no power in that water. The power is in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that wonderful today? I tell you, He cleanses us from all our sin. No matter how deep the stain's gone, no matter how wicked you've been, no matter how sinful you've been, I tell you, He can pull you up out of that puckmire sin if you'll let Him. He'll pull you up out of your sin and pull you out of that garbage and put your feet on the rock, which is Christ, and you'll be a new person. You'll have a brand new life too. You'll be a new person and new creature and have a brand new life. That's what the Word of God will do for you. In the Bible, in the book of First Epistle of John says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the Word of life. We've handled this. We've seen it. We've heard it. Thank God. And the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is eternal life. And thank God for that. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. That eternal life. That's all He does. That's all He gives, is eternal life. Once you get saved, you are eternally saved. You can't lose your salvation. You can't. I tell you, much as the devil like to beat you out of it, he can't. Once the Lord saves you, and once you get born again, He seals you with the Holy Spirit of promise to the day of redemption. And it's nothing can break the seal. It doesn't give you a license to sin. It doesn't make you want to run in sin if you're really saved. You don't want to run in sin. You don't want to run after the world. If you got the love of the world in you, the love of the Father is not in you. You never got saved. You never got born again. You just got religious and you're hell bound and you're lost with your religion. But that's the salvation is what it's all about. But the Bible said Jesus is eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. He was with the Father and was manifested unto us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I tell you, declared, the Word of God declared, I tell you, they prophesied, the prophets and so forth, about this one who called Jesus that was going to come, the Savior of the world. And I tell you, the Word of God was fulfilled, and He fulfilled all the Scriptures concerning Him. He came into this world, born of a virgin, made under the law, that He may redeem them that which were under the law. And He came, the Bible said, He was born in sin. Let me tell you, He wasn't born in sin. He was born sinless. His seed came from above. His seed came from God Almighty. His body came from His mother. But He was born sinless, because His seed came from God. I tell you, He's righteous and holy. But we're the ones that's been born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And our mothers, when we go forth speaking lies. But He was born, the Bible said, holy. He was born of this world. And the Bible said, that which we have seen and heard, we declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. I'm so glad today that we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus and with the Father through Him. Jesus is the mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. I'm glad we have one we can come to. We have a great high priest that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities in all points tempted as we are, but without sin. He is the great high priest that knows our case, knows everything about us. And as we come and we pour out our hearts to Him, He hears our feeble cry and He forgives us of our sin and cleanses us when we fall, when we make mistakes. Thank God He knows everything. I tell you, if you continue on, if you continue running, and you get rebellious and you turn your back on God, I tell you, He'll get your attention. If you say, He will deal with you. He'll begin to bring storms in your life. The warnings will come, and they'll go light first, and then they'll get harder. But as you continue to go on, then He would really have to deal with you. He will no doubt take you out of this world, take you home, all right. But the Bible says you'd be saved so much as by fire, but you'll suffer a great loss. If you're really saved, you can't live in sin and get by with it. You won't. The Bible said He will deal with you. He said, men as I love, I rebuke and I chasten them. And the Bible said there is a such thing as a sin unto death. You can sin unto death. Being saved, you can die before your time. But that's what not is not God's will. God's will is you to perish, but all, well, of course, have everlasting life. And we are there saved. But He wants you to have the abundant life and have fellowship with His Son. And none of that, we need to win souls. We need to get out there. If we're too busy, bogged down with ourselves, we can't help nobody else. And the Bible said in verse 4, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full, that your joy might be full, that you have fellowship with them. That's by cleansing yourself, looking at yourself every day. Listen to me. We're going to read that. The Bible said, here then is the message which we have heard of Him, and to declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. There's no sin in Him. There's no darkness at all in Him. That's on us. It's not in Him. And he can't fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. You can't fellowship with God like that. If you're walking in darkness, if you're in sin, if you're saved, you got to get your sins, get it right, get it cleaned up. And then he can fellowship with you. Other than that, he can't. But he'll deal with you. You got to get honest about it and get real. And the Bible said if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. He said we. He's talking, John's talking here to the church. And by himself, he said, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I'll tell you, I love that verse today. I tell you, it's precious and pure to me. I know he forgives sin. I know that God loves his children. I'm so glad to know that he very merciful, long-suffering to us. The Bible said that his mercies are renewed every morning and his compassions never fail. I tell you, that's precious to me. I'm so glad I have someone I can come to. I have a friend that's sticking closer than a brother, and I can cast all my care upon him because he cares for me and he cares for you, my friend. I tell you, if you say he loves you and he cares for you and he also cares for the sinner. He cares and loves the sinner. He hates the sin, but he loves you and he's willing and ready to save you. You need to come to him today and call on him. He'll save you. The Bible said if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from sin. All sin, wonderful, all our sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We're not being honest with ourselves. We're deceiving ourselves if we say we have no sin. We must confess our sins and we're not saying the truth. And the truth is not in us. In verse 9, he says, he's talking to the church here. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Isn't that wonderful? He's faithful and just. He's a just God, a holy God. He does what he says he'll do. He always holds up what his part of the bargain. He's always done that. The Bible said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. He will forgive us of our sin. No matter what it is, he's very faithful. That's all. I tell you, the Bible said he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. They cleanse us from all sin, all unrighteousness, and he does, he's just. And I tell you, I come to him and I bring this verse to him because I want to know, I know he forgives, but I want to feel it. I want to be clean on the inside. And I come to him and I go over these verses. Not that I'm running in willful acts of sin. I'm not doing that. I'll tell you, just being human. Every day I have to cry out to him, God help me be more like you and cleanse me from all sin, my faults of whatever it is. God help me. But the Bible said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and he will forgive. I'm so glad he forgives sin. If he didn't, then where would we go? Like the psalmist said, Lord, if you regard iniquity, who shall stand? Who's going to stand? God help us. But we that are saved are to stand and on the Word of God and live a holy life before the world where we can win them. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his Word is not in us. We got to be honest with him. We got to be open. And today my time is quickly coming and gone. But my prayer to God is today, if you're not saved, my friend, I pray that you call on and just repent. Ask him to have mercy and save him. He will. Just give it all up. Turn it all over to him. He'll save you. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name and amen.